don't hear from you, Lord, what shall we do? Speak, Lord. Your daughters and sons are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. With thanksgiving. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Repeat these words, just let your head swivel and your eyeball to your neighbors, to your left and right. Repeat these words, you are the light of the world. A city cannot be hid. Tell somebody else, you are the light of the world. And share with somebody else, let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine before others. So that they may see your good works and give glory to God, your Father in heaven. And repeat these words after me. Possibilities are fertile when you shine. I'd like to teach for a few moments. The world needs your light. The world needs your light. The world needs your light. In this Chapter 5 of Matthew, Jesus' teaching on the Beatitudes and this passage on being light and salt are a part of that teaching. The word on the street is out, Goshen. The word on the street is that this congregation shines. People say that Goshen is a shining church that's dripping. Okay, all right, let me help some of the elders in the house. We shine because we got it going on. And we dripping because we got a lot going on. We shine with singing and celebration that will shout you to heaven and back. Do I have a witness? We are shining and dripping with a sincere cadre of collegial ministries that glorify the Lord. Do I have a witness? When folk come into the house of Goshen, y'all, on a Sunday morning, it is shown of joy and Christian fellowship. Do I have a witness in this place? Now, I don't want you nobody to think I'm boasting on Goshen alone, because to be honest about it, most churches, if not all churches, have their own shine. Other churches have their own light, and we are not different in that regard. But as I thought about the Christian church and its Sunday shine, my consecrated imagination got the best of me, as it often does, and I began to wonder, what about the other 6 days? What's our shine like on the other 6 days of the week? And as my consecrated imagination kept flowing, I began to wonder what impact, what influence of this Christian shine, this Christian light, is having on people beyond the church. I wondered how much of our immediate community is impacted by who we claim to be. I wonder how potent our Christianity is beyond the walls of Goshen. You see, the reason I raise this question, family, is because it seems that we Christians are more focused on bringing people into the house to engage them instead of going out where they are and being a part of where they are. You see, Christians act like we don't know that the building is not the church. If you didn't know, we Christians are the church. Not the church building. We are the church. The people who are present in the pews. If you didn't know, now you know. Therefore, we ought to know that God's power is not in the church building, that the power of God is in the church people, you and me. And as quiet as is kept, non-Christians don't seem to see enough evidence of the church's ability to change lives. The non-Christians don't seem to see anymore how the Christian, being a part of this Christian enterprise, can offer hope and show others a better way. Non-Christians don't seem to see enough resilience in Christians to cause them to consider a relationship with Jesus Christ, who promises, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Non-Christians seem not to see what it looks like for a Christian to wait on the Lord and be of good courage until he strengthens your heart. Congregation whose Sunday shine stops at the door after worship ends is not so revealing of a love and a grace-giving God. Did you hear what I said? If the love and the power of this Christian congregation stops at the door at the benediction, guess what? Our light goes out. Y'all hear me? Come, check this out. Here's a way to measure the depth of Goshen's identity and influence in this community. You ready for it? This is what you do. When you're out and about at random, and just stop and ask somebody that you don't know, just ask them, can you direct me to Goshen United Methodist Church? Just ask them. And then ask, I'm looking for a church. What do you know about Goshen United Methodist Church? Ask them. Ask what they know about Goshen and its involvement in the community. Y'all got that? Directions to Goshen. Ask what they know about Goshen and ask about Goshen's involvement in the community. You see, by asking these questions, we will be able to determine how far reaching, how affecting our light is. Check this out. A Christian leader's light does not shine on its ministry, that does not shine on its ministry, is a powerless light. A Christian leader's light, a Christian leader's love for Jesus Christ, if it does not shine on its ministry, it is a powerless light. A Christian's light that does not shine on her or his children is a pitiful light. A Christian light that does not transform lives and change hearts or impact social injustice issues is an impotent light. Y'all won't hear this morning, do you? Every Christian wants to be counted, but not every Christian stands up to be counted. Huh? Jesus, y'all know him, don't you? Thank you. As Jesus began his ministry, he proclaimed, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." See, this expands Jesus' ministry just beyond being spirit-filled. It propels the ministry of the gospel to be socially involved, socially active. I wish I had a prayer in church this morning. Jesus said at another time, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will walk in the light of life." Family, in our text, Jesus gives believers a high compliment. He says it to his disciples back then, but believers who are disciples now, we are believers, are disciples, or at least we should be disciples. See, did y'all notice the difference in being a Christian and a disciple? A Christian is somebody who believes on Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. A disciple is somebody who follows Jesus, who models Jesus, who strives to live like Jesus. But Jesus called his disciples, he said, "You are the light of the world." That's a title that was for Jesus alone before. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And now he looks at his disciples and say, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hid. Jerusalem was the place where the Lord's glory would be seen through Jesus Christ. That's why he says that a city set upon a hill, the people were to, at that time, look to Jerusalem for the coming of Christ. People ought to look to Goshen Church for the Spirit of the Lord. People ought to look to this church for the power to transform lives. People ought to look to this church when they need help. Last week I spent a couple hours at my grandson's elementary school, 7-year-olds all around the place. And sitting at my grandson Xavier's table, there are 4 desks together, and there were 3 students along with Xavier, and everybody's working independently. And I'm sitting there with my chair reading. Xavier would read a page of his book, and then I would read a page. We were rotating in the reading. And this little girl just kept staring at me. Just kept looking at me. She said, "You're a pastor." I said, "How you know?" She said, "I know. Nobody called me Reverend King or Pastor King." This 7-year-old spirit identified my light. Has anybody ever identified your light? Has anybody come to you for insight? Anybody ever come to you just out of the blue and say, "Would you mind praying with me?" Somebody ever just come to you and want to talk about some stuff, and I just need to get some stuff off of my chest? Has anybody ever seen your light? Understand, family, that to be Christian is not private. Did you hear what I said? It's personal, it's not private. It doesn't mean that you have a private relationship with God that nobody knows about. It's personal, but it's not private. The text says, don't light a lamp and cover it under a bushel. You are the light of the world. That doesn't mean you got to wear a big cross. You know, going to work every morning. Praise the Lord, y'all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, no, no. You don't have to have your big "I love Jesus" bumper sticker on your car with 14 Bibles in the back window. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to have your gospel music blasting when you go down the road, because they might hear something other than gospel pumping out my system in my ride. Praise the Lord. Sometime. Christians are called to show up and not cover up. Christians show up or showed up in South Africa to bring an end to apartheid through the leadership of Nelson Mandela and others. Christians showed up and transformed women into entrepreneurs under the leadership of Madam C.J. Walker. People showed up with Dr. King and others and got laws changed. By Christian influence, we have accomplished much, and with still much left to be done. Light is to be useful. Alpha brother Cornel West, Dr. Cornel West, says in his book Hope on a Tightrope, people run around saying, "What would Jesus do?" The Roman Empire put Jesus on the cross. How come? Because Jesus was concerned for the least of these. Jesus said all of us would be judged not by how sharp we dress. Jesus said we will be judged, but not by how pimped out our ride is or what neighborhood we live in. We will be judged, but not how much church polity and liturgy we know. We will be judged by the quality of our service and the depth of our love for others. Family, when we talk about Harriet Tubman's love, when we talk about Harriet Tubman's love, it's rooted in the tradition of struggle against institutionalized hatred that freed people's bodies and their minds to be more human than others thought that our ancestors were capable of. I wish I had a shouting church here today. The late Congressman Elijah Cummings' love is known by his commitment to action. Cummings would said once, "My life is based on pain, passion, and purpose." All of Christians have a measure of influence. Everybody in this house has a level of influence. Influence, influence. We can make things happen. Every Christian in this house, by her or himself, or as a corporate group, we have influence. Our commitment has gotten policies changed, laws passed, haven't it? Our commitment has gotten politicians elected and jobs created. Our commitment, our influence as Christians has brought down barriers and built up communities and families. We have influence. Influence. I watched our brother Greg Wims yesterday, and I marvel at him. I'm not trying to embarrass, but I marvel at him. Not only is he creative and intelligent about what he does and knows politically, but his Christian influence. Every politician that came in the room, they know Greg Wims by name and by purpose and by action. And if he said, come over here, Senator so-and-so, come over here, County Exec so-and-so, they just start walking. Because he's got influence. Let me introduce you to so-and-so and so. He's got influence. Do people stop and follow you? Do people listen when you talk? The A part of verse 16 says, "Let your light shine before men and women, that they may see your good works and glorify God." Family, the text warns us to be careful not to like the light too much. I'm standing back because the sun is in my eye right here. I don't like the light that much. That's a good example. Let me do that again. The light is in my eye when I stand right here, so I back up because I don't like the light that much. It blinds me. Some of us in our gifts and in our charismata and in our influence, we like the light too much. That light becomes not God's light, but our light. We like the attention that it brings. We like that folk listen to us and call on us. We must be careful not to like the light too much. The light is not ours. It's Jesus' light. Did you hear what I said? It's Jesus' light. And as he said, "Let your light shine so that your good works might be seen and glorify God." We are just reflectors of the light. If you ever come by 7820 Brink Road, the parsonage area, the honeycomb hideout, that's where the pastor lives. In Baltimore, we got about 5 or 6 lights. Street lights in every block. You come down Brink Road, it's like midnight every night. It's like midnight. So, and Sister Karen talked about me one night, she and Brother Simba, they called me and said, "We saw you pass by your house." I couldn't see the house. But if you come by 7820 Brink Road now and look at the mailbox, I got reflectors all over that thing. On the mailbox, down the side, on the front side, on the side, on the back side. I'm about to put some strips across the top of the mailbox because I'm tired of driving by my house. But it's the reflectors get me there. They let me know where to stop. But it's the headlights. That's the light that reflects off of the reflectors. Lets me know where I need to stop. We are just God's reflectors. And we reflect the light and the love and the grace and the power and the peace and the influence of Jesus. We're just reflectors. We all have times also in our lives of struggle and pain, serious process, where we don't want nobody to know what's going on with us. Do I have a witness? It's during those times that we want to go into a private place. We just want to separate ourselves so nobody can see, nobody knows what we're dealing with. But even in the midst of our struggle, we are to be lights. There are other people who are struggling and going through stuff, and they need to be able to see how a child of God handles pain, how a child of God handles going through what they go through, how a child of God deals with their worry-go-round situation. The people need to see us. You know, when people like to say, you know, as a child of God, you can't say I'm having a bad day. We all have bad days. Do I have a witness? Where the God says that the sun, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. This sun is shining on everybody. When it snows, when it snows and it rains on everybody, on everybody. But here's the deal. We need to allow the struggle within ourselves or going on to be seen. I'm not saying we need to talk about our stuff. I'm saying people need to see our struggle. You know, we need to stop saying sometime on the day that you feel bad as opposed to, oh, praise the Lord, everything is good. So no. I remember in my former marriage when my wife was going through cancer, people would say, oh, Pastor King, you looking good today. How you feel? And I say, you know, today I feel like hell. And I really wish I didn't have to be here. You don't have to say hell if you don't want to. You know. I feel like Hades. I'm kind of hurting today. Have you want to say it, but sometimes people need to know that you're in that place, but you say, I'm trusting in the Lord. Do I have a witness in this place? Last thing, and I'm going to let you go. Be careful that your light doesn't go out. We talked about the light, loving the light too much. And then there's a situation where our light might go out. I need you to hear me. There may be a thing, and I don't know what the thing is, that the Lord is prompting you to do specifically and particularly. Just you. It just keeps coming up in your spirit. You keep seeing the situation in your eyes. You keep hearing. You think about it all the time. There's a situation that God is calling you to do. I'm not limiting it to anything or any place. But you just have this passion to do it. And if we resist it, whatever that it is that God is calling you to do, to go to do and be a part of, to shine the light of Christ on it, or to do it, whatever it is, you may have just lost an opportunity to be used to perform a miracle. because of that one time, guess what? You don't get another opportunity at that thing. Have you ever been in a situation where you saw it, you saw a need and you didn't do it, and then later you said, man, why didn't I do that? In that situation, opportunity, it never comes again. God may be ready to use you, but if you are not willing to shine, that light for that thing might go out. This is my word to you. Don't just be a Sunday light. Be a 7-day light. Be a light at worship. Be a light at work. Be a light at recreation. Let your light shine. Don't be a strobe light. Don't be a flashlight. We are not saved to be a dull light. You are saved with the power of the love light, of God's light. Somebody needs to be warned by your light. Be a warning light. Be a hope light. The world needs your light. The world needs your, the world needs our light. Let your light shine. In order to be a power source and to be a power light, we must be connected to the power source. We can't do this thing on our own. Jesus, who is the light of the world, we must remain connected to the light. Same way a light bulb is connected to a socket. The same way that a plug is connected to its power. The same way electricity is power. The light shines in darkness and it cannot be put out. The world needs our light. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of... Let us stand all over the church. Walk in the light, beautiful light. One more time for the Holy Ghost. Go, let's walk.